Good morning. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the letter to the Romans by Paul. If you'd like to follow along on the Bibles in front of you, it's on page 146 of the New Testament. Hear now the words of the Apostle Paul. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew 10, verses 24 through 39. This is Jesus speaking. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of the household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is one of those scripture lessons, this last one from Matthew, that causes preachers to quake in their boots, their shoes, their sandals, whatever they're wearing, because it's really tough. It's difficult to reconcile the idea that if we follow Christ, we will be shunned by our family, in effect turned away from those who love us the most.
It talks about bearing a cross. It talks about hating our life, giving it up. And those things seem anathema to the grace of Christ. And sometimes as you read the Bible, that hyperbole, that extreme that Jesus often uses in His parables, in His stories, in His pronouncements, sometimes I wonder if that's not there also to get our attention, to shake us into reality. Because in the same reading, in the same lectionary passage, we hear of a God who cares more for us than we can imagine. A God who cares for every sparrow whose life was sacrificed at the temple. A God who, even those of us who are follically challenged, God who knows the number of every hair on our head. It's hard to reconcile that God with a God who would seemingly break up our family in order to have us follow Christ. But I think today we need to try to balance those understandings, and we need to hear the word of grace. We need to hear the imperative that we follow Christ. We need to hear the commandment that God should be our highest priority. Because Jesus Himself didn't say, don't love your mother, don't love your father, don't send your children out into the street, but rather Jesus said, keep those priorities straight. Recognize that when all human relationships fail, through death, through argument, through whatever, God will always be there for us. Always.